Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. Beishamay Oimrim, Ein Melichin Chalo Umatonis L'Koyen B'Yomtiv. Here we have to give a Hagdoma. What Beishamay is saying is you're not allowed to take Chalo or Matonis. Matonis over here, of course, does not refer to Stama Matona. It refers to Matnis Kuhuna. And that's why the Mishnah says L'Koyen B'Yomtiv. One cannot take. What would be the issue of taking? So let's go backwards a little bit. The etzem din of hafroshas trumas umaisus, which means that one has tevel, one has produce, which in mitzvahs hatluyos baaretz is mechuyev trumas umaisus, some year trumas, truma gedoyla, and it could be maaser rishon and it could be maaser sheni, or it could be truma gedoyla and maaser rishon and maaser oni, depending on which year of the 6 year cycle. So he has to be mafresh trumas umaisus until everything is hufrash from the kri. From the produce is called tevel. Tevel means it's an iser. It's a dover she'enim misukin. Being mafresh trumas and maaser, there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos. In Yom Tov, Chazal will goyzer, it's a mission in Shabbos, that is bedoimit to fixing something. Tikkun moneh, like tikkun kli. Creating, doing, improving, changing something into workable form is an iser derabbanan. That being said, there's two types of matonas over here. There's matnas, trumas umaisus, from produce. There's also challah. Challah as well, a dough, is also tevel until it's hufrash bimenu, that amount. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael, the dough is, the iso is tevel, until the truma is hufrash, until the challah. Challah and truma are really the same thing. They have the same dinim, how to be eaten, by whom to be eaten. You have to be mavishin, you have to give it to a koyim. So, but both of them, one is not allowed to separate the trumas umaisus. There's another din, which is similar, and that is that there are matonois, if one shechts an animal, we've been learning now about shechting on Yom Tov, the parts of the animal which are mechuyev to go to the Kohen is zroya l'chayayim v'keva, as described in Pasha Shoeftim, there's a peg zroya l'chayayim v'keva in Maseches Chulin. Those three parts of the animal have to go to the Kohen, but the animal is not tevel, it's not mixed up, it's not a chalois that creates a heter in the rest of the behemoth. There are parts of the behemoth that are owned by the kohen. They have to be given by the kohen. If they weren't, it doesn't mean that the rest of the behemoth, the rest of the meat of the behemoth, is also. Chazal created a tosefes onto this issue. Not only can one not be mafish trumas umaisus because of tikkun hamoneh, tikkun hakri, but one can also not take the trumas umaisus that were taken off on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah in Shabbos comes in Shabbos, we say it every Friday night by Mem Adlikin, comes along Shabbos, and we say, Isartim, Iraftim, Idlikos, Aner. Isartim means, did you take off Trumas HaMaisus? So Trumas HaMaisus were taken off Erev Shabbos. Could you give it to a Koyim? Even if there's an Erev there, why not? They were moisif that, since taking off Trumas HaMaisus is so much part of Jewish life in Eretz Yisrael, so Mamela, they were moisif not to be Moilichit L'Koyim. However, where they were moisif that was on something that should have been done on Friday. Mashenkin, when we're talking about challah, we're talking about something where the dough was made today. It's a fresh dough. It couldn't have been done Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, that is. Because on Erev Yom Tov, one didn't have the dough. So, Mamela Mipnei HaTzoyrich, they were matir baking dough. How could one bake dough? The dough becomes tevel. So, of course, Mipnei HaTzoyrich, because Chazal wants Mipnei Simchas Yom Tov, you should be able to bake bread or fresh lokshin or whatever it is. So Mamela, there's a din that you can be mafresh t'challah. They were never misaken on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, of course, if you have a dough that was baked on Erev Shabbos, you can't be mafresh challah on. So again, by matzah, let's say, you can't be mafresh on Yom Tov. But the challah on dough that was baked on Yom Tov, obviously the only way to bake the dough in Simchas Yom Tov is only by being mafresh challah. So they allow you to do that in Cain. Beis Shammai says that's true legabe the hafrosha. That part of the gzera they still kept on Yom Tov. Matonois also, like we said, matonois doesn't have an issur. There's no hafrosho, and there's no chalois of tikkun moneh in the behemo. But they made that part of the umbrella din of ein moilichin and trumas maisus chala. They added in matonois also l'koyin b'Yom Tov. Ben shehurmu me'emesh, ben shehurmu me'hayoyim. Beshamai says you're not allowed to. Because that's part of the exam. It doesn't make a difference whether you were Torah yesterday or whether you were Torah today. Now, you can't be Torah today, but you could by challah. It doesn't make a difference if it's today or yesterday. You can't take it to the kohen. That part of the gzeira they left. Beis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel doesn't have that problem. If avazoi vayit that it was done today and it was done beheta, then you can also be moilach. Om ulohem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai argues back to Beis Hillel. Gzeira shava lechayra. There has to be a uniformity. Chalo matonis. Again, gzeira shava over here. We mean a din derabbanan. We don't mean a din derais. It means that there has to be a uniformity of the dinim. Chalo matonis matonis lekoyin utruma matonis lekoyin. They're all the same. All of them are dinim to give to a koyin. Kishem shein melichin is a truma. The same way there's a gzeira, which lechayr is not part of tikkun mana. But Chazal will guide you nevertheless not to transport matonis of truma and maisus to a koyin. Kachem melichin is a matonis. Lechayr is all part of the same gzeira. Not to take matonis either to a koyin. Amru lohem beisil loy. We argue with the Tzushtel. If Amartem betruma she'en ezakai baharamoso, if you're going to say this svara by truma, that the koyin wasn't yet zoicha when the hafroshes truma was done, meaning, truma you can never be mafresh on yomtiv. There's no way. Chazal would never matter that because it should have been done erev yomtiv. There's no reason that they should take off the exeria. So over there, by Truma, Vada, you can't be Moilich, because you're not Zaka, you don't have a din, you don't have a right to be Merim, to be Mafish Truma. Toimru b'matono ish Zaka b'harom osoy. Would you say also there's an issue to be Moilich on matonois, also Chalo, shezaka b'harom osoy, that you're allowed to shecht an animal. Once you shecht an animal, the animal becomes Mukhuyiv to the Kohen, the Zerelech Yavikeva. But you're allowed to shecht an animal. You're allowed to create an Isser. Not an issue. You're allowed to create a chiv matonis. You're allowed to create a chiv chali. You're allowed to bake bread. But you're not allowed to be mafish shumas and maizus. So mela, that would be the chiluk between them. We have an interesting thing here. The Gemara says, the Rav brings it over here, that this whole version of the Mishnah is nitchid. There's a braisa that the Gemara paskins like. And lefi the braisa, the mesoiris, on what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing is mamash faket. Everybody holds that matonis, you'd be able to be moilach to a koyin. There's no reason to be geyser, you're allowed to shecht, really you're allowed to be moilach matonis. The shaila was only on being moilach trumas umaisus. On the one hand, Beis Hillel over here is the one who's making the gzeir shav, and Beis Hillel says, has a chayin. If they took off the din, there's a din, you could be moilach, then they would make that uniform, they would take that off even by trumas umaisus, you could be moilach trumas umaisus. But Shammai says, no, trumas umaisus lamaisus, you can't be mafish. If you can't be mafish, you can't be moilach. According to the version that's in the Mishnah Bifonenu, the halacha should come out, we pass on Beis Hillel, should come out that you're not allowed to be moilich trumas umaisa, even though you're allowed to be moilich matonis. Lamaisa, according to the Braises, is halacha lamaisa, it's fakert. According to Beis Hillel, everybody holds you're allowed to be moilich matonis. And the shal is only if you're allowed to be moilich trumas umaisa, we pass on Beis Hillel that you're allowed to be moilich trumas and Maisus. Mishnah Zayin. So we've discussed before the fact that the definition of Echol Nefesh is a little bit complicated. More than a little bit complicated. What happens if you have something which could be done Erev Yom Tov? It might be pure Tzorech Achila, an ingredient that you need for food, but something that theoretically doesn't have to be done Yom Tov. So we have the basic criteria is that something which is not going to be as quality if it's done Erev Yom Tov, cooking, baking, shechting, etc. It's always going to be fresher, better, crisper. If it's done on Yom Tov, that's pure Eichel Nefesh. Now, you have certain things which are not Eichel Nefesh b'chlal. Again, we have different sheets in Rishonim. According to some Rishonim, we'll see in Tzachem the third pack, the definition is lefi what's necessary on Yom Tov or not. What happens to something which you mamish pure Eichel Nefesh, like picking an apple? You want to eat an apple. It's pure Eichel Nefesh. You're still not allowed to pick an apple. Why not? Right now it's Eichel Nefesh. The Teretz is because the malacha of picking an apple is not Eichel Nefesh. Those definitions have to be worked out in the third part. So over here what we have is a Mishnah. Without the Mepharshim, don't make an Arichus over here. But grinding spices, which on Shabbos would be Toichen, is not 100% malacha Eichel Nefesh because it could be done Erev Yom Tov, but it is what's called in the Lashon of Chazal, Mefik Tam. It does lose a bit of the freshness if it's done Mibaydiyan. Picture in your mind grinding Moro, the sharp Moro, the Chrein. It's definitely better if you'd grind it on Yom Tov. Grinding up tavlinin is certainly something you're doing for Eichel Nefesh. It's certainly something that can be done Erev Yom Tov. Vafilu hochi, the reason why it's mutter over here, is brought in the Rishonim, is that the tavlinin, b'derechal grinding up things, it's a whole agricultural process, b'derechal it's done b'kamuyas gdolos, it's done with big amounts, not just the amount you need for the here and now. Normally, in the agricultural process, you take a large amount, you toichin, you fill a sack with the results of your maisetchina, whatever you milled, whatever you ground. And because of that, you can't look at that as Eichel Nefesh, because you're doing for today and you're doing for tomorrow also. Since the tzura of the malacha generally is to do in large amounts, it will be not Eichel Nefesh. Picking an apple, like we just said, b'derechal, you don't pick one apple. B'derechal, you go out to the field. You go out with a barrel, with a basket, and you pick a kamus. So that's not for today. So since that's the nature of the malacha, it won't be Eichel Nefesh. Nedichas tavlinin b'derechal is done a small amount you want right now for a cake, for a soup, etc. The svaros that we just said, things that are in larger amounts, things that are in smaller amounts, is one of the shittas. We'll see the Rosh, the Ran, the Ramban in the beginning of the third perek. That will factor into how to define the heter bechlal. But specifically the gabi tavlinin, over here we're dealing with something which doesn't have a tzura of a melocha stam, it looks like a melocha zechon nevesh, as well as that it's not as fresh, as good if it's done yesterday. So that renders it melocha zechon nevesh. From Desvegin, says Beis Shammai that we don't do the grinding up in the regular oifin because it's not mamish eichel nefesh, it's not pure eichel nefesh. So memela, the way the Rav explains it, we do it b'modach shaleitz loy shal even, which is a shinui. It's more efficient to do it even. We make a shinui in order to show that it's not your proper. It's not like cooking food. V'amelach b'pach. Here we add an extra shinui. That means Beis Shammai says it's enough to grind spices, cinnamon, ginger, etc. with a modach shel eitz, even though the more efficient way is to do it b'modach shel even, a slight shinui. The melach is even when you do b'modach shel eitz, it needs another shinui, not to grind into the regular kli. You grind a pach as a kli cheres, a pach nishba v'anachnum lotnum, we have all over in Tillim, pach is always used for a kli cheres. So you grind it into not the regular kli, as opposed to the regular kli that you would grind that would catch the pieces. Ube'etz haporur. This is also some type of bowl made out of eitz. It wasn't the usual receptacle for when you're grinding up melach. The girsa over here, l'chari, sounds like v'hamelach b'pach oy be'etz haporur. You don't need both. You need one or the other. That's the way the rabbis goes. The rabbis say that you need two shinuim. Be'esel lo'imrim tavlin nidoichin kedarkon. B'moduch shel even, there's no necessary shinui. By tavlinin, like we said before, it's eichel nefesh. Im mishum that it's not as fresh. Im mishum that it's done in small amounts, no need for a shinui. He's mekel. V'hamelach does need more of a shinui. Epis a shinui. You don't have to do it into a pach or a poru, but b'moduch shel eitz as opposed to even. So it's a downgrade. It's a nechoz darga according to Beis Hillel in the level of shinui that you need.